Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going to get back to a little Steeler talk coming up. Mike Tomlin spoke today. Mitchell Trubisky is going to start the game, followed by Mason Rudolph, followed by Kenny Pickett. Some question to how long each guy will play. Plenty of talk there. There's also plenty of talk, really, on a daily basis about name, image, likeness, NIL. It really came to the forefront. It really started, at least legally, about a year ago. Name, image, likeness. So it's the one-year anniversary. We've spoken to this man before. His name is Luke Fedlam. He's an attorney. He's the president of the Anomaly Sports Group. And he does all kinds of things, including helping athletes with NIL. Luke is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. Luke, we appreciate you joining us for a second time here. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me back.
Absolutely. Our first conversation was fascinating. And since then, you know, in some people's minds, it's a case of all hell is breaking loose. In other people's minds, it's a case of this is the way it should be in college sports. There's no doubt the money has already grown a lot. A lot of people, however, want to see the money regulated. They want to see more regulation with NIL. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's ultimately a bad thing if we're regulating the money that student athletes could potentially earn off their name, image, and likeness. When you think about it, there's no regulation in terms of what coaching salaries are going to when we're seeing multiple $100 million plus deals for coaches. There's no regulation when it comes to media deals when we know that, you know, the Big Ten is, you know, the talk of the town, if you will, in terms of what its next media deal is going to look like and all these renewals that the conferences are having. There's no regulation there. So to then say, well, because student athletes are now able to make money, we need to have all these regulations. That's a bit extreme when we look at how other aspects of the college sports world continue to flourish with being able to make money. We have to be able to allow student athletes the freedom and ability to do this contracting with third parties. But ultimately, to get to the heart of your question, the benefit of allowing some of this wild, wild west nature of what's going on is it helps for innovation to determine what would be, down the road, appropriate regulations or restrictions to put into place, if any are warranted.
Luke, has it gone the first year the way you thought it would? Has it become bigger, better? I mean, how would you talk about the first year of NIL?
The first year of NIL really has been fascinating to see how it's unfolded, because at first there was a lot of skepticism. I mean, when you think about it, student athletes for decades have been told, don't take money from others, don't jeopardize your eligibility, you know, that perspective. And then all of a sudden, in one day, it's like, okay, now you can go ahead and do some deals. Go ahead and you can formally go make money now. And I think that was a shock just to the industry. But what we've seen, though, is that NIL is working the way a lot of people thought it would work, where student athletes can engage in the licensing of their name, their image, their likeness, and partner with companies and brands, third parties outside of their school to earn compensation. But there are also some areas that we didn't expect. And a year ago, no one was talking. The term didn't even exist, called NIL collectives. And now there are stories, you know, every single day, as there are over 100-plus collectives working with different institutions all across the country. So some things that we expected, and then some new things and innovation as well.
Did you work with Jordan Addison at all? Advise him?
I did not.
What did you make of that situation? Because I think when the term regulation comes up, it's one thing to try to regulate the amount people are making. I think fans might be more concerned with regulating it as far as how can they just walk in and steal our guy. I think a lot of people view the Addison case like that, rightly or wrongly.
So I think that's one area where absolutely regulation can make sense. But let's be clear. That's not solely a name, image, and likeness issue. That's an issue of the changes made to the transfer portal happening while name, image, and likeness now becomes a reality. So now you have this kind of quasi-free agency, and I say quasi-free agency because at the pro levels in the NFL, NBA, and beyond, free agency is very much regulated. And so to have now the situation where a student athlete can earn compensation and they can transfer without having to sit out for a year because of the transfer portal, yes, absolutely. That is something that was not expected and something where regulation, something that could be more regulated. But the regulation piece would come more from the transfer portal side of things and not being able to use name, image, and likeness to lure a student athlete to leave their particular institution. But let's be honest, that's something now that because the rules allow for it, that's something that we're going to, you know, continue to see happen.
Luke, we hear all the time about the rich getting richer. A school like Pitt, is it in trouble? West Virginia in trouble? You know, obviously those schools aren't in the Big Ten or in the SEC, which would certainly help them out if they were. How is that working out, and how do you see it working out down the road?
Yeah, it really depends on so many more factors beyond just name, image, and likeness. I do think that when we look at the rich getting richer, as we look at media rights and the media holders for the various conferences, that has a very big deal. And when you look at, you've got the SEC and the Big Ten for the most part with these massive, you know, media deals. And obviously the Big Ten isn't completed yet, but we all know that it's going to be a massive deal. And then other conferences that aren't in that same place, and some that are locked in for a while that will have an impact on keeping certain payouts to schools as what they are. I think that has a big deal. That plays a big role. When it comes to name, image, and likeness in particular, schools at all levels are able to engage in different and creative ways. I was just with an HBCU on Monday, was with Tennessee State University. Eddie George is the coach down there. And talking to the football team, 100-plus student-athletes on the football team, and we polled the room, and over 70% are either currently doing name, image, and likeness deals or plan to do name, image, and likeness deals. So student-athletes at schools at all levels can engage in the space. It's just whether or not the school is going to be creative in helping to set the conditions such that student-athletes have those opportunities to engage.
So what I hear you saying there, correct me if I'm wrong, is, yeah, there's an inherent advantage for Ohio State and Texas, but if Pitt gets creative enough and is smart enough, they can absolutely compete. Did I hear that correctly?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And that's where the creativity and the innovation that we're talking about is thinking about this, the larger universe of what's trying to be achieved here. So partnering with local business and local company, partnering with alumni and other donors, not to create the deal. The institutions most likely are not going to be able to create the deals for the student athlete, but creating those partnerships to say, hey, for years you've been potentially donating or being a sponsor of our athletic department. Here are some things that can be helpful for us as we look at creating opportunities or having opportunities for student athletes who select our institution to come here and have name, image, and likeness opportunities.
You know, there's always an issue with, I guess, with some of these kids, whether they decide to stay in school or go to the pros. With name, image, likeness now, they can stay in school, right? And I mean, not stay in school, but play college sports, making a lot of money. I'm fascinated by the kid, the player of the year from Kentucky. His name escapes me. He was at West Virginia in basketball. He's going to stay at Kentucky. I have to think he's making a fortune.
So you're absolutely right. Now, it's interesting when you think about those kind of situations. So typically, we have, prior to name, image, and likeness, we had student athletes who were on the fringes, right, who were maybe in football a late potential, you know, late round or undrafted type of pick, or in basketball a borderline first, second round or a guaranteed kind of second round type of pick, that have said, I'm going to take the risk, I'm going to take the chance, because if I need to make money, then I have to take that risk on myself that I'm going to earn my way to be able to start making money. But now, because of name, image, and likeness, those later round types of athletes don't have to make that choice. We're still going to have people that are projected first round picks in basketball baller. First three rounds in football. If they're projected there, they're most likely out the door because they're going to make more money from their contract or player contract. But if you're a late round pick or kind of a bubble type of player, I think we're going to see more of those players deciding to stay in school where they can still make money in college sports.
Luke Fedlam, an attorney, president of the Anomaly Sports Group. He advises athletes in the world of name, image, likeness. I'm curious, when somebody comes to you and they want, you know, you to help them, what's their first question? Mine would be, how much money can I make?
Right. So a lot of times that is a question, and it's interesting because that question comes from parents quite a bit. But I'll tell you, I'm a non-agent sports attorney, so I don't go out and find athletes' deals. What I do is work to protect them. And one of the when families and athletes, when they understand that, a lot of the questions become, this marketing agent wants to work with our son or daughter. Can you help us understand what should we be looking for? Or someone wants to represent my student athlete, and they want to charge us, you know, this percentage, and we don't think that that's right, but we don't know what's normal. So a lot of times my role is helping families and student athletes to understand what's normal, what's not normal within the industry, and how to navigate it in a way that you're not setting yourself up for being taken advantage of, either currently or down the road. Because a lot of times, you know, we know that NFL agents, let's just use for an example, cannot sign a college kid to their, you know, to be their player agent. But now because of NIL, they most certainly can sign them to be their marketing agent. And student athletes are still learning this fact that even if you sign with an agent now as your marketing person, that does not mean you have to continue to go with them in the future. So for my job really is all about educating and protecting athletes and their families as they navigate this brand new space.
All right, Luke, we're talking to you a year into this. What are we going to be talking to you about a year from now? What's it going to look like?
You're probably going to ask some of the same questions because so much is going to change. You're going to say, it seems like this is still the Wild Wild West. And I'm going to be like, yes, it is still the Wild Wild West because, you know, there are probably new ways of engaging in NIL that have not yet even been created. I do think that we're going to see more consolidation in this space. I think we're going to see schools take more of a proactive role in this. If you talk to a lot of school administrators, college administrators, they're saying things like, we don't know where NIL is going. I think that you're going to see more leaders of institutions, more athletic directors say, we're going to decide where this is going because Congress is not going to be getting involved in setting regulations anytime soon. So I think schools are going to be the ones that are going to have to take the lead to say, this is what name, image, and likeness is going to look like, as opposed to third-party entities coming in and kind of directing where we're going. So a year from now, I hope to be back on the show, hopefully even before then. But what we're going to have are a lot of the similar conversations, but talking about new and innovative ways in which schools and student athletes are engaging in this space.
We can end with the same question I asked last time, and that is, if we see a LeBron James or a Bo Jackson enticed to stay in school or to go to school in the first place, what's the biggest deal we could conceivably see? What's the biggest one we've seen so far, and where might it go?
So far we've seen a couple deals that have been reported, and I just want to say they've been reported. One for a quarterback that was like $8 million, another one that was like $9 or $9.5 million, again, for what's been reported. But that's, first of all, that is just an incredibly high number. But I think that what we're going to see over the coming years, I think, is donors deciding whether or not businesses deciding whether or not the return on investment is actually there. So we may see no more deals that are big like that, because if you don't deliver a championship, is it worth it to the donor who put that money in? So I think we're going to see some leveling out of what this looks like, not because of regulation, but more so just because of a free market society that says, maybe it's not worth it to me to put millions of dollars into an unproven, you know, high school into college student athlete if they're not delivering a championship to the team. So I don't think we're going to see astronomical numbers out there, because if we do see that once in a generation type of player like a Bo Jackson or a LeBron James, I think the value to them is, especially on the basketball side, is to have a year in college and then head to the pros. And with basketball, we're just not seeing those big of deals for such a short period of time.
Luke, great stuff.
Thank you.
For the second time. We'll make it a hat trick next time. All right.
That
really
sounds like
great.
A plan. Hey, thanks guys for having me. Look forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Ron, that's just a fascinating game changer in college
sports. And nobody knows where it's going to go, you know?
I like it. I think it's gone well. It's a little disorganized, but for the most part, people are making tons of money. What's the harm in it? So are coaches. So is everybody else who's got their hand in the pile
of
the TV money.
People might not like it if Jordan Addison wins the Heisman Trophy this year. Well, he's not going to win the Heisman Trophy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like he said.
He has a fabulous year. But
find a way around it.
The transfer portal is a part of it, too.
It's worked for them as well, you know, the transfer portal. That's a big part of it, is the ability to make the money and leave without penalty.
Right, and play without sitting out.
I kind of like this overall.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.